Hi, I didn't forget to do the Q&A audio this month. Oh gosh, I'm so sorry, guys. I've been so busy with the big Christmas project that, I thought that I had, I thought I'd already done this, but obviously I haven't. I've done so many of these now. They're always so good to do, but yeah, I forgot, so. Sorry if you can hear like, I don't know what this is. I'm wearing a t-shirt that has like this pattern on it, and I'm trying not to fidget. Okay, I'm just gonna get into it. So we have 7 questions this month. Thank you so much for asking, and I'll do my best to answer. So a VA called Afterglow ASMR once said she'd be up for a collab between you and her. Is this something you'd stand open for as well? Absolutely, yeah, I love Afterglow. I absolutely would. I'm really bad at reaching out to people. I'm really bad at offering to do collabs because of the way that I work and my ADHD and stuff like that. It's hard for me sometimes to complete tasks and be on time with stuff. So doing collabs is something that I've had to take when I'm feeling very mentally able and well. But yeah, sure, if she wanted to do a collab, I'd love to. I'll reach out to her. any plans for the holidays? Not really. This year I don't really know. I think we're going to Al's side of the family for dinner. Obviously take little Peaches with us. And that's it, really. I don't know what's going on next week. I've been told to keep some days free. So I think I'm going somewhere, which is not, it's not something that's ever happened before. Obviously, like, until the last year and a half, I was in full-time work teaching, so I didn't really ever get to have my birthday off unless it landed on a weekend, so... Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm going to stream on my birthday and just hang out with everyone. And in terms of the holidays itself, yeah, just having dinner. It sounds really boring, but we do a lot of traditions, I guess. Like, we'll go to my relatives' graves and put wreaths down and flowers and things. I'll spend some time with my granddad on Christmas Day. But yeah, pretty quiet. I'm going to spend it reading, I think, and trying to have a little bit of a mental break. Because as much as I love creating audios and I love everything that I do for work, I really do love it. Sometimes I need to force myself to have a break because my best ideas come then. So, yeah. You said you used to be a school teacher at one point. What kind of stuff did you used to teach? Yeah, so I am a primary school teacher. I would still consider myself a teacher. I went to university, I graduated, somehow I got a first with honors. I really don't know how. I did my dissertation in like 3 days or less, all in one sitting. I don't know. Anyway, I am a fully qualified teacher. I did supply teaching and then held a 4-year position in a primary school before coming out and doing content creation. And as a primary school teacher, you cover the entire curriculum pretty much. So I taught English, math, science, geography, history. I didn't used to teach the languages because we had like an outside provider come into all the different classes. Same for physical education and stuff. That was our time for planning when they were being taught languages or sports. That would be our time to like plan the lessons for the week and catch up on stuff. So yeah, we used to do art. We used to do something called topic, which would combine art, history, geography, all the humanities as type subjects, and we could plan around it. So like, for example, one of the last topics that I taught before leaving was extreme earth. And so we learn all about the earth and all the different layers of the earth, tectonic plates, volcanoes, all that kind of stuff, like really interesting stuff. And within that, we did art projects, we did design and technology projects, we did obviously geography, did the history of how the tectonic plates have moved over time. And, you know, so I really enjoyed that aspect of teaching. I used to love spending the entire summer planning my topics and all the different activities we would do. So, yeah, I used to teach everything, long story short. what do we typically eat at Christmas time as a British person? Food or candy specifically, like? Merry Christmas to you and your family. You too, Henrik, thank you. So Christmas dinner for a British person is kind of like a glorified roast dinner that most people have on a Sunday. So you have things like your meat of choice. So a lot of people go for turkey, which is not my favorite. And we do only ever eat it at Christmas time. But you'd have like turkey, mash, Brussels sprouts is like a must. Yorkshire puddings, roast potatoes, vegetables. Like we have carrots and peas and broccoli maybe. Gravy, pigs in blankets, which is sausages wrapped in bacon, like mini sausages. And stuffing is my favorite, which is kind of, I don't even know what stuffing is, you know. It's like breadcrumbs and herbs and stuff mixed together with water and then baked. So it's kind of like a crispy, crumbly, I don't know how to explain it, but it's really good. It's really, really good. So yeah, in terms of food or candy, we have tins of chocolates in the UK that are very traditional. So you have Quality Streets, which comes in a hexagonal, a purple kind of tin. And I've been having those since I was a baby. Like they are very, we have one downstairs. It's just a very traditional thing in the UK to get. Or you have Roses, which comes in a blue box. And I'm outvoted in this household. I'm the only one that prefers Quality Streets. But they remind me of being little. So yeah. But yeah, thank you. On your recent trip to America for TwitchCon, is there anything you like or dislike about American culture? I love that you guys dress up your houses so much for Halloween and Christmas. I was on the West Coast for October and the East Coast for November, for 10 days at a time. So I got to see quite a few houses dressed up for Halloween and then equally for like Thanksgiving and stuff. But then I got to see the Christmas decorations in November. So that was like Thanksgiving / Christmas decorations. So I love that because even though we do have decorations here, people rarely ever go all out. Like your typical street where you have everything pretty much, you know, you have the lights, you have the blow up snowman and the Grinch, like everything that's really cool. You might have one of those within a 5 mile radius. Like it would be the talk of the street. Like, whoa, have you seen so and so's house on that street? Like they've really gone all out. Whereas over in America, it's kind of like the norm. So I love that. I think that's really cool. I don't really think there is anything I dislike. I mean, the obvious one, and I know this is going to be controversial if some people are very passionate about it, but it is gun laws. You know, like that's one of the things that I would say is just how easy it is for people to walk around with guns and stuff. As someone from a country where you need a license and at best all you can do is hunt, you know. Yeah, that was a little uncomfy, but yeah, that's it. I mean, to each their own. There's not really much else. I mean, whenever I go to a different country, I do it very passively. You know, I don't make big opinions because I don't consider it to be, you know, my place to have a big opinion about what I like or dislike about how other people do things. Because it's not my home, you know, it's not my country, so yeah, it was pleasant. I liked a lot of things about it. Hey, Peaches, these are my first questions to you on your Patreon, even though I've been listening to your audio since March last year. Oh, thank you. I just want to ask you, do you like the TV show Doctor Who? If you do, who is your favorite doctor? And if you don't or haven't watched it, you should watch some episodes. Thank you. I really like Doctor Who. I stopped watching it after, I think I stopped watching it maybe mid Matt Smith, just because I started watching Doctor Who because my sister was into it. So it wasn't an interest that I developed for myself. It's something that I saw my sister doing. And so, you know, like I joined in and I watched it and I ended up getting really into it. I love David Tennant. He is my favorite doctor, absolutely. Christopher Eccleston, I really like as well. I know some people, he's a bit controversial for some people, but I really liked him. I think he did a really good job. But yeah, David Tennant. Some people have said that they think that I would really like Peter Capaldi, like his version of Doctor Who. So I don't know. I should watch it again. And I know that some specials have aired recently where David Tennant is back. So I'll definitely be watching that. But yeah, thank you so much, Greg. And the last question. If you had to trade a skill with anyone you know in your personal life, who, what skill would you like to have and what skill would you give in return to trade? Ooh, that is a very deep question because it has so many layers. I'd want to pick somebody that I admire if I wanted to take a skill, but it would also have to be somebody that I really like. Or like, you know, the skill that I'd have to give them in return, I'd want to make sure that it was one that would really benefit them. A skill, let me think, in my personal life, who do I know that's pretty skilled? See, my granddad, he's like a jack of all trades. He always calls himself a jack of all trades, master of none. but yeah, I guess his skill is like just turning his hand to anything and just giving it a go and doing a pretty decent job of it. So I don't know if that's a skill, but that's what I would want. And one that I would give in return is probably the skills that I've developed with technology so that he could access things a bit better because, oh my goodness, yesterday what day is it? Tuesday. Sunday, sorry. A couple of days ago, he had us around and he asked me to swap over he's got a new SIM card with a new provider, but he wants to keep his mobile number. And so we did all that, but then when we tried to sign up for like a pay-as-you-go plan, excuse me, with this new provider, they wanted a one-time passcode from his bank provider, but because he doesn't use online banking, it all got very complicated, and so we need to sort that out this week. But I would give him my technical skills, I think. A copy of them. I want to keep them for myself as well, but yeah. I just saw you said trade. No, I can't trade it. Maybe I will. Maybe it'll be funny. I'll just be tech illiterate and then I won't be able to work anymore. Oh, thank you so much for all the fun questions this month. And again, I'm so sorry that they're late. If you have any more, feel free to ask. I'll try and be on time again next month. Or I'll try to be on time next time, I mean. My voice is just getting worse as the month goes on, apparently. So I need to get a move on and finish on my work. Anyway, have a great month, my Q&A listeners, and I'll see you around on Patreon very soon for the rest of this month's content. But yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Bye.